Please be seated.
我们大家一同打开罗马书第八章。
Let us turn to the book of Romans chapter 8.
从第十六节一直读到第二十四节。
Reading from verse 16 to 24.
二十五节。
To 25 actually.
一同开声来读。
We read together.
十六节一直读到第二十五节。
16 until 25.
我读第十六，你们读第十七。这样我们一直连下去。
You'll read responsibly.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是上帝的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是上帝的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣，如同我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同的荣耀。我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。受造之物切望等候上帝的种子显出来，因为受造之物伏在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的瑕疵，得享上帝儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。我们得救在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所看见的呢？但我们若等盼望那所不见的，就必须忍耐等候。我们读经就到这个地方。
We stop reading our scripture here.
我们上个礼拜在这里思想到一个人领受基督的灵。
Last week we meditated upon if one were to receive the Spirit of Christ.
那就是领受儿子的灵。
He then received the Son's Spirit.
因为上帝不是把奴仆的心赐给我们。
Because God doesn't give the heart of a slave to us.
乃是把儿子的灵赐给我们。
But the Spirit of the Son that has given to us.
所以我们可以呼叫他阿爸天。
So they went cry out to him, Abba Father.
我们不注意的时候，以为这是很简单的一节经文。
We thought that this is a very simple verse.
但是我们这个比较知道，这是超过所有宗教神给人的信主的里面所得到的最大的特
权。But if we were to compare, we know that this among all religion, this is the highest promise that God has given to us.
这是一个最大的特权。
And the highest privilege.
因为我们可以成为神的儿子。
Because we can be called the children of God.
在福音书里面就这样记载。
And the book of gospel is recorded.
接待他的人。
He who received him,
就是信他名的人。
That is he who believed in his name.
赐给他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
He gave them the power to be called the sons of God.
感谢上。
Praise God.
当我们在旧约里面看见圣经提到神的种子这个名词的时候
，When in the Old Testament we see the Bible mentioned the sons of God，
你知道这不是在物质界里面可以享受的特权。
You know that this is not a privilege whereby you can enjoy the materialistic realm。
这只有灵界里面天使们才被称为神的种子。
It is only the spiritual realm; those are the angels can be called the children of God。
天使没有受肉体的限制。
The angels are not bound by physical bodies.
天使没有属物质的身体。
They don't have a physical body which is a matter.
天使是被造在永恒界里面。
They are being created in eternity.
天使被造在有本来就有永恒的本质。
They are created with the nature of eternalness.
天使被造在灵界的范围里。
The angels are created in the realm of spirituality.
直接与神交通。
So very directly they communicate with God.
他们灵里面直接看见神的荣耀。
In spirit they see the glory of God himself.
他们以灵来敬拜侍奉纯洁的灵的上帝。
It is in spirit they worship and serve the pure spirit God himself.
当我们敬拜神的时候
，When we worship God，
耶稣基督是上帝，是个灵。
And Jesus said that God is spirit.
所以凡敬拜他的，就要用心灵诚实来敬拜他。
He who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
我们如果不是诚诚实实的。
If it is not honestly in truth,
我们不是在这个诚实的在灵里面敬拜的
，and not in spirit that we worship him,
我们没有办法到上帝里面去。
There's no way for us to come before God.
约翰福音第四章二十四节的那句话的意思
，John chapter 4 verse 24 it says,
也可以明白是我们在真理 Which means 圣灵里面我们才能侍奉神。
Which also can be interpreted that we can worship God only in truth and in Holy Spirit.
就是照着神所启示的道来侍奉他。
According to the word that God has revealed, we serve Him.
在神的灵里面给我们能力，我们来侍奉他。
According to God's Spirit, that we have the power to serve Him and worship Him.
这样的人只有在灵界里面，在灵的效用里面，才能敬拜侍奉他。
So then, only in the function effect of Spirit that we can worship and serve Him.
那么天使被造在灵界里面。
And then the angels are created in Spirit.
所以天使在灵里面可以侍奉神。
So in Spirit, the angel can serve God.
而我们被造的有肉身又有心灵双重的混合而存在里面。
But we are created in the existence of a mixture of a physical body and spirit.
我们的物质，我们的身体成为我们心灵的一个这个居所，也有时成为一个限制。
And our matter become a place whereby we dwell in our spirit and also a bondage for us to serve Him.
当我们犯罪以后
，After we have sinned，
我们的肉体成为我们心灵的一个约束，成为我们心灵的一个捆绑。
Our physical body then become a bondage to our spirit.
所以我们就失去了那真正的自由了。
So we have lost that true freedom.
这就不奇怪，为什么别的宗教把身体当作是灵魂的监牢
？No wonder that in our religion, they deem our physical body as a prison of our spirit.
而他认为最大的释放就是心灵脱离身体的限制，从身体的监牢中间释放出来，完全自由，那个叫做救赎。
So they thought that the greatest liberation is that we are liberated from our physical body, so that we have true freedom.
因为我们有肉体。
Because we are the physical body.
所以圣经旧约里面没有提到人是神的儿子。
That's why in the Old Testament it never mentioned that we are the children of God.
旧约里面只有提到天使是上帝的众子。
The Old Testament only mentioned that the angels are all the children of God.
全本圣经里面无论旧约同新约都提到耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
But the whole Bible, whether Old Testament or New Testament, will mention that Christ Jesus is the Son of God.
这样众子是多数的。
So the sons is in plural.
儿子是单数的。
The son is in singular.
上帝的众子跟上帝的儿子中间到底有什么分别？
All the children of God and the son of God, what's the difference?
耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，是不是众子中间的一个子呢？
Christ Jesus is the Son of God. Is it a son among all children of God?
不是的。
No.
因为耶稣是独生子。
Because Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son.
其他的天使是上帝的众子。
But all the other angels are the children of God.
耶稣是独生子的本质，就与众子的本质是完全不同的。
So the essence of Christ Jesus being the Son and all children of God in angels are different in essence.
不同在哪里呢？
Then where lies the difference?
不同在众子是被生被造的。
All children are being created.
耶稣基督是独生的。
But Christ Jesus was the only begotten Son.
所以这样你说，如果耶稣基督是生的，而其他的是造的，所以基督只有他可以有权柄成为独生子。
So if Christ Jesus is begotten and all other children are being created, then only Christ Jesus is qualified to be called the only Son.
So the only begotten Son.
The only begotten Son.
独一被生的儿子。
So he is the only begotten Son.
到了新约的时候呢
？So when it comes to the New Testament,
我们接待耶稣基督。
He who accept Christ Jesus
就是信他名的人。
He who believe in His name
他就赐他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
Then God has given power to them to become the children of God.
那我们既然有权柄做神的儿女
，Since we have the privilege to become the children of God，
那我们是不是和天使一样变成神的众子女呢
？So are we like the angel become all children of God？
又不一样。
No, it's different.
我们的这个神儿女的地位是高过神的众子旧约里面的天使。
Because our position being the sons of God is higher than the angel as children of God in the Old Testament.
那你看这里有三重的地位。
So you see three different levels of position.
当我们被造的时候
，When we are created，
我们是比天使更低一点。
We are lower than the angel.
天使比我们更有纯灵的自由，有永恒。 直接与神面对的那种关系。
The angel is created in the spiritual realm had direct relationship with God in eternity.
我们的物质的范围中间。
But in that physical realm,
在物质世界中间是最高的活物。
In the physical world with the highest being.
但是我们的灵界里面是比天使更低的活物。
But in the spiritual realm, we are a bit lower than angel.
那么天使比我们被造原有的地位更高。
So in the original position, the angel is higher than us.
所以这里已经有两层的地位。
So now there are two levels of position.
天使的地位。
The position of the angel.
人的地位。
Position of man.
但是呢，有一个潜在的可能性是天使没有的。
But then there's a potentiality with which is lacking in angels.
这个潜在的可能性是什么呢？
This potentiality, what is that?
就是人可能受上帝的救赎。天使没有可能被救赎。
That man can be saved by God, but not angels.
或者另外一句话说，上帝的计划中间，他要救人，他没有计划救天使。
That in the plan of God, God wants to save man, but he's never planned to save angels.
所以人犯罪以后，还有被拯救的可能。
So after man has fallen, there's a possibility that they can be saved.
天使犯罪以后，没有受救赎的可能。
But after the angel has fallen, there's no possibility for them to be saved.
天使的地位永远是天使的地位。
Because the position of angel forever is angel.
那么天使分成两种。
An angel, there are two kinds.
一种叫做堕落的天使。
One is a fallen angel.
不守本位的天使。
Those who don't hold their own position.
犯罪的天使。
Those who are sinning.
不顺从的天使。
Those who are not obedient.
离开他的位分的天使。
Those who left their own original position.
这些圣经很清楚告诉我们。
The Bible clearly tells us.
那第二种的天使是什么？
The second kind of angel.
是蒙拣选的天使
are the elected angel.
保罗对提摩太说
Paul told Timothy,
我在蒙拣选的天使面前我祝福你
Among the elected angel I bless you.
这样的上帝的预定拣选连天使也有份了。
So God's election even the angel has a part.
被拣选的天使跟我们蒙拣选以后有得救的经验一样不一样？
The elected angel and us were elected that we have experienced salvation is
不一样
the same? No.
因为天使没有救赎的可能。
Because there's no possibility for angel to be saved.
所以他的蒙拣选跟我们的蒙拣选不一样。
So their election and our election are different.
那么天使的蒙拣选是什么呢？
The election of angel, what is that?
神就保守一些特别蒙拣选的天使，使他们没有犯罪。
So we will keep those angels who are elected so that they will not fall or sin.
这样神许可一些的天使犯罪。
So God allows some of the angels to fall,
堕落
to sin,
不顺从
disobedient,
离开本位
leave their original
position, 等候未来的大审判。
And then waiting for that great judgment in the future.
神也保守一些的天使使他们没有堕落。
God also keeps some of the angels so that they will not have fallen.
这些人就变成固定的永远侍奉上帝不犯罪。
So this angel forever they serve God and never sin.
所以他们不是蒙救赎。
So they are not being saved.
他们不过蒙拣选。
But all being elected.
我们蒙拣选的人，我们以后都要蒙救赎。
So we men who are being elected in the future will be saved.
所以蒙拣选的天使的地位永远不过是拣选的地位。
So the position of an elected angel forever will be election.
他层次就是天使受造的层次。
And so they will be created in the level of an angel.
但是我们蒙拣选而蒙救赎以后的地位。
So our position who has been elected and have been saved
高过这些天使的地
位 will be higher than the position of the angels
甚至高过这些蒙拣选的天使的地位
even higher than the position of the elected angels
你说圣经在什么地方给我们看见这些道理
in which place do we see the Bible of this teaching
因为天使们的生命是受造的生命
because the life of the angels are created life
而我们的救赎有领受的生命是神自己的生命
and the life we receive after salvation Salvation is God's life Himself.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
神要我们享受他自己的生命
God wants us to enjoy His own life.
使我们在他的性情上有份
So that in His nature we have a share.
我们不能说我们在神的本质上有份
We cannot say that we have a share in His essence.
因为我们如果在神的本质上有份，我们变成神了
Because if we have a share in His essence, which means we become God.
这是绝对绝对。 不可能的事。
Absolutely, this is possible.
因为神不是变来的，所以我们不能变成神。
Because God did not become, so we cannot become God.
如果我们可以变成神的话
，If we can become God,
就等于我们从前不是神，后来变成是神了。
We say in the past we are not God, now we become God.
岂不是有两种神吗
？Then there be two type of God.
一种是从永恒到永恒是永存的神。
One kind of God is from eternity to eternity is God.
不是神，后来变成的神嘛。
And the other kind is that formerly he is not God, but he become God.
神是独一的
，God is only one.
也就是没有其他可变成他的神性的神。
There's no other being that become God himself.
这就是李长寿的神学最大的神论错误的地方。
And that is the problem with witness Lee's theology.
因为他说以后我们会变成神。
Because he says that in the future we'll become God.
这不是圣经的教训。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
所以呢，我们得救以后
，So after we've been saved,
我们领受了神的性情
，We have the nature of God.
我们没有成为神的本质
，We did not become the essence of God.
那么圣经所讲的，我们得以在他的性情上有份，什么意思
？The Bible said we have a share in His godly nature. What's the meaning?
我们可以分享他生命里面的本性。
We can share the nature of God.
我们有神的爱充满我们。
We have God's love to fill us.
神的义充满我们
God's righteousness to fill us
圣洁充满我们
God's holiness to fill us
神的良善充满我们
God's goodness to fill us
神的慈悲充满我们
God's mercy to fill us
我们在他的性情上有份
In his character we have a share
The partaker of the nature of God
我们乃是在神的性情上跟他有份
这是彼得后书第一章第四节里面告诉我们
And 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 tell us that
所以呢这些呢是连天使都不能比的
Even the angel cannot have all this.
所以我们得救赎以后，我们的层次就比天使更高的层次。
So after we have been saved, our position is higher than the angels.
那么这个层次圣经怎么描写呢
？And how does the Bible describe this nature?
为什么说比天使更高呢
？How come we say that we are higher than the angels?
因为保罗在哥林多前书第六章第二节告诉我们。
Because Paul in Second Corinthians 6 verse 2 says,
岂不知你们要审判天使
？Don't you know that you want to judge?
所以在诗篇第八篇告诉我们
That's why in Psalm chapter 8
人被造比天使微小一点
Man is created a bit lower than angels
哥林多前书六章二节告诉我们
But first Corinthians 6 verse 2 says
我们审判天使
We are going to judge the angels
这审判者比受审判者一定有更高的地位
The one who judges surely will stand in a higher position than the one to be judged
所以我们领受神的生命
So we receive the life of God.
分享神的性情。
We share His nature.
我们甚至有神给我们与他同样可以审判天使的地位。
Even God has given the position to judge the angels.
像我刚才谈到三个层次。
So three levels I said.
被造比天使更低的人。
The man who is created lower than angel.
被造比人更高的天使。
Angel who is created higher than man.
人旧约里面从来没有讲是上帝的儿子。
Man in the Old Testament never said we are children of God.
天使在旧约里面被称为神的种子。
And the angel in the Old Testament are called the children of God.
人在新约里蒙救赎又可以审判天使比天使受造。的这一个本质更高。
In the New Testament, after we have been saved, we are in a higher position than angel because we want to judge them.
我们是神的儿女。
And we are the children of God.
这个儿女的本分。
And this position of a children.
这个儿女的位分。
And the position of a children.
高过天使。
Is higher than angel.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们向耶稣基督为后世。
Because we are like Christ Jesus to be heirs of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
耶稣基督是上帝的后世。
Why Jesus the heir of God?
我们与基督一同成为上帝的后世。
So we become co-heirs with Christ.
而圣经从来没有说天使是上帝的后世。
The Bible never says the angels are the heirs of God.
所以我说这是最大的特权。
So this is the highest privilege.
神的儿女。
That God's children,
神的生命
God's life,
神的本性
God's nature,
神审判的权柄
God's power of judgment,
赐给那些蒙救赎的人
is to be given for those who are saved.
所以我们的身份像耶稣基督成为神的儿子
So we are positioned like Christ Jesus to become the children of God.
那么这样呢神的独生子之外还有神的众子新约神的众子不是天使是蒙救赎的人。
So beside the begotten Son of God, that's Christ Jesus, all other children in the New Testament is not the angel, but those who are saved.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
旧约里面神的众子是指被造的天使。
The Old Testament, when they call the children of God, they are the created angels.
新约里面神的众子是被重生 的基督徒。
The children of God in the New Testament are the regenerated Christians.
而旧约的神的种子没有与基督同等的关系，同样的为儿女的这个名分。
The children of God in the Old Testament do not have a position as Christ Jesus.
新约里面，我们在圣灵里面重生的人，与基督一同为后世。
But then in the New Testament, when we ever say become co-heirs with Christ,
你看希伯来书第二章最后一段的时候，
so the last passage of second chapter of Hebrews,
你就清楚看到基督称我们为弟兄。
It's very clearly that Christ Jesus called as brothers,
并不以为羞耻。
He would not feel ashamed of that.
基督把我们称为他的弟兄，他不感到羞耻。
Christ Jesus called as brothers, he doesn't feel ashamed of that.
希伯来书第四一章里面
，In Hebrews chapter 11,
上帝被称为他们的上帝，也不以为羞耻。
And God is being called their God, also he won't be ashamed.
就把羞耻跟基督徒，羞耻跟基督，羞耻跟上帝同排并列的境界，圣经是很少的。
There are a few passages of this passage that will put shamelessness and God and truth and Christ Jesus and Christian together.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
基督乐意把我们称作他的弟兄。
That God is willingly to call us his brother.
我们听这句话应当不好意思才对。
When you hear this address, we feel shameful.
人家问耶稣李建安是谁？
People will ask Jesus, who is 李建安？
耶稣说李建安是我弟弟。
And Christ Jesus is my brother.
那么你自己被耶稣称作弟弟，你感到有没有不好意思？
But when you're being called as brother by Christ Jesus, wouldn't you feel a bit shameful?
你不必不好意思。
You don't have to feel shameful.
基督称我们为弟兄，他不以为羞耻。
Because Christ Jesus called as brother, he doesn't feel ashamed of that address.
圣经新约清楚告诉我。
So in the New Testament, they clearly tell us.
他是众子里面的长子。
He is the eldest of all children.
他是我们的长兄。
He is our eldest brother.
我们都是基督里面的兄弟。
And we are all brothers in Christ.
我们与他一同成为上帝的儿女。
And we together with him are called children of God.
如果我们都是神的儿子们，
If we are all children of God,
为什么耶稣基督还是独生子？
Then why is it Jesus Christ still the only begotten son?
我们是不是像天使只是被造的呢？
Are we like angels being created only?
不是的。
No.
我们是被生的。
We are born.
我们称为上帝儿女的。
He who is called the children of God,
他们得了特权。
They had the privilege.
这些人不是从人意生的。
They are not born by man's will.
这些人不是从情义生的
，born by lust，
乃是从上帝生的
，but God born by God。
约翰福音第一章第十二节
，John chapter one verse twelve。
所以我们不像天使是受造的种子
，so we are not like angels who created children。
我是蒙重生的众儿女
，but we are children being born。
虽然如此。基督还是独生子
，But even so, Christ Jesus is still the only son.
那么如果他是独生子，我们就没有份了。
If he is the only son, then we have no share.
如果我们是众儿女，他就不应当是独生子。
If
我们也是被生的。
If we are all children, we are being born. How can he be called the only son?
我要做一个简单的比喻。
I want to make an illustration.
你生出来的时候
，When you are being born,
你一定需要一张。出生报生字
，You need a birth certificate.
你们我不知道马来西亚叫做什么报生字是吗？那这个报生字有一张
，The birth certificate is only one.
这一张是真正原来的那一张
，That's a true copy.
当你读书的时候
，When you go to school，
学校说报生字拿来
，The school say give me the birth certificate.
当你做工的时候
，When you go to work，
学校说报生字拿来
，Give me the birth cert.
当你申请马来西亚国际护照的时候
，When you apply for the passport，
移民局说把你的报生字拿来
，Immigration office say give me the birth cert.
当你结婚的时候
，When you get married，
他们说把你的报生字拿来
，They say give us the birth cert.
那你说你只有一张怎么办呢
？You have only one, what to do？
所以你就 photocopy。
So you photocopy.
Copy 了以后怎么样呢
？When you have copied，
你说 copy 一大堆
，you have many copies，
可靠不可靠
？Is it reliable？
你带到法院去
，When you go to the court，
法院把原来的那一张正本
，and that original copy that you have，
你 copy 出来的翻版
，and the copy one，
把它一个字一个字对照
，put together and compare word to word，
整张纸没有接来接去的。
And there's no this pasting of the paper，
是真正的一面的
，true one page，
而且真正是原来的。
True copy of original，
你的 copy 是真正像原来的。
It's the true copy of original，
所以他就给你盖一个章。
So we endorse，
签一个字。
And 那个 signature，
这个叫 legalization，
哎，这个叫合法的，
把它正式化。
So it's been legalized，
把它合法 化
is being legalized.
所以那个印章呢
？So that seal
比那一张字更有权柄。
And compared to that paper, is more powerful.
那么你现在可以有几张了
？So how many do you have now?
你说我要印一百张也可以。
You can photocopy 100 copies.
我一百张都要合法化。
And all 100 copies must be legalized.
每一张都有印
，legally endorsed.
你现在明白了
？Then you understand.
那现在你有几张报生字啊
？How many birth certs do you have?
啊？很多张对不对
？Many.
一样不一样
？Is it the same?
不一样
，different.
原来的一张
，the original copy，
还是独一的一张
，still the only one.
其他呢
？All others
被合法化的章
，it has been legalized.
是不是报生字
？Is it birth cert?
是
，yes.
是合法的吗
？Is it legalized?
是
，yes.
是不是原来那一张呢
？Is it the original copy?
不是
，no.
所以耶稣基督是 original， 我们是 photocopy， 你明白吗？啊，现在你明白了。
So now you understand.
你现在解释说，耶稣上帝的独生子，你又是上帝儿子，上帝到底几个老婆？这么多，有的独生子有很多孩子。
So your original of God,
你明白了。
Christ is the only one. Now you understand.
那个 original 的那一张
，that copy called original，
就是耶稣基督。
That's Christ Jesus.
那我们这一张怎么合法呢
？Then how can we be legal？
怎么证明我的合法呢
？How do you prove that we are legal？
就要看这一张跟原来那张是不是一样样。
We'll see this copy and the original is it the same？
那有没有合法的印把它印上去
？Is that an endorsed seal？
那个印比那一张更重要。
And that seal is more important than that copy。
印的背后有法律的权威。
Because behind that seal there's a power of the law。
你明白了
？Understand now？
为什么
？Why？
因为原来那一张是法院出的。
Because that copy is issued by the court。
这一张是法院在印的。
And this copy is being legalized。
同一个权威
，same power。
圣父
，God the Father；
圣子
，God the Son；
然后的众儿子
，and all children。
他又怎么知道这众儿子真的是神主生的儿女呢
？How do they know all the children are born by God？
印。
With a seal, seal.
这印是谁啊
？Who is that seal?
圣灵
，Holy Spirit.
那你明白了
？You understand now?
圣父用圣灵印证你我是上帝的儿女。
God the Father used the Holy Spirit to seal us to confirm that we are children of God.
所以耶稣是独生子，永远还是独生子。
So Christ Jesus forever is the only begotten Son.
不管上帝有千千万万其他的儿女，耶稣基督还是独生子。
No matter thousands and thousands of children of children that God has, Christ only one.
其他的儿女怎么样证明他们真是神的儿女呢
？Then all the other children, how do you prove that they are truly son of God?
我们是圣父的儿女。
We are the children of God the Father.
与圣子一同做后嗣。
Together with the Son become the co-heirs.
因为圣灵盖印章在我们。
Because there's a seal coming the Holy Spirit in us.
现在你明白这一段了。
Now you understand this passage.
十六节说什么呢
？What is verse 16?
圣灵与我们的灵一同证明我们是上帝的儿女。
The Holy Spirit and our spirit testify that we are children of God.
Amen. 是双重见证
so double testimony.
请你注意圣经不接受单面的见证
You know we say that the Bible never accepts single testimony
十六节明白了你读十七节十八节你很清楚
So when understand verse 16 you understand 17 and 18 too
现在我们再读十七十八节
Let us read 17 and 18
我们一同来读
Together
我再读第十六节你们读十七节圣灵与我们的灵同证我们是上帝的儿女第十七节
既是儿女便是后世
就
是上帝的后世
和基督同作后世如果我们和他一同受苦也必和他一同的荣耀哎呀第十七节很奇怪的
And very strange with verse 17
这个在这一段做结尾好像是很不好的尾巴
Because to make an end at this place it seems not a good end
因为做神的儿女
Become the children of God
既然是个特权
It's a privilege
好我们做了儿女享受什么
Now what do you enjoy as a child?
Rolls Royce 的汽车
Rolls Royce
Boeing 的飞机
Boeing plane
Rolex 的手表
Rolex watch
最高贵的这一个金马的皇宫
And then the palace we stay
或者我们有多大的产业
Or
给你做神的儿女吗
Because you're children of God
所以第十六节做神的儿女第十七节最后又要受苦
Verse 16 said we are children of God and now verse 17 said that we are going to suffer.
这就是圣经的奥秘。
That is the profundity of the Bible.
因为很多的人信耶稣他不过是像外教人一样。
Because people believe in Christianity like pagans.
为什么呢
Why?
要发财。
You want to get rich.
信耶稣就发财。
Believe in Jesus, you get rich.
为什么信耶稣呢？
What to believe in Jesus?
我要得到荣华富贵。
I want to have all the honors and glory.
生意兴隆。
I want to be prosperous in my business.
万事如意。
All things will be smooth, plain sailing.
子孙万代顺利。
I have a lot of many children, also plain sailing. 从今
又坐轿上天堂。
Henceforth, I can go up to heaven.
我才有信耶稣嘛。
Then I want to believe in Jesus that way.
有时候你看见教会突然间起。许多人信耶稣，你以为真的是复兴吗？你要分辨他用什么办法传福音。
Sometimes suddenly you find the whole church a few people want to discern actually in what way they preach the gospel.
如果教会在几年里面忽然间兴旺起来
，even within a few years the church prospers，
注意他传什么道。
You must pay attention to what they preach.
如果他传的道是要真正重生得救，得救要用愿意为主受苦的，这个道是真理。
If they preach for you to be really converted and then suffer with Christ, that's the real truth.
如果他传的道不需要悔改重生，不需要畏罪痛苦，不需要真正付代价被世界跟随主，就讲皆大欢喜，用各样的花样搞教会兴旺，以后呢大家就盼望成为发财，成为富翁，成为顺利，成为成功，这个道就不对。
If they preach the gospel without the need of conversion and repentance and promise prosperity, then there's a problem with the preaching.
有一个时候，韩国有一些教会大大发展起来。
There was one in Korea, the church prospers.
后来有一些人去研究。
When people study the church,
发现在韩国本来有一种宗教。
Find that Korea there actually is one religion.
求富、求发财、求顺利、求平安、
They ask
求富贵。
For blessing, for honor, for many things.
后来有一些基督教的牧师有同样的观念，传耶稣，你信耶稣，你就会得到呢。
So there were Christian pastors who learned from that and then said that you believe in Jesus, you're prosperous.
那么他们在原来的宗教里面没有真正达到发财。
So in that religion, they did not get prosperous.
突然间转到基督教这里来。
Suddenly they turned to Christianity.
整个人生的目的是。根据他们的自私的心发出来。
So their purpose of life is that coming from own selfishness.
不同的地方照样他求，就不同地方后面加一句奉耶稣的名阿门。
The difference is that after their prayer, they pray in the name of Jesus to get prosperous.
所以他们从外教改到基督教的时候。
So from paganism, they turn to Christianity.
他不太辛苦。
It's not difficult.
因为没有多大的代价要付。
Because they don't pay a price.
没有多大的观念要改。
Not much concept to change.
没有多大的根基要摧毁。
Not much foundation to be destroyed.
差不多一样。
It's quite the same.
这个叫做成功神学。
That's called a success theology.
这个叫做丰富神学。
That's called prosperity theology.
信耶稣吧。
Believe in Jesus.
信耶稣，你就会发财。
Then you have richness.
信耶稣吧。
Believe in Jesus.
你做王的儿女。
Then become the children of the
sun. 信耶稣吧。
Believe in Jesus.
你一定过顺利的生活。
You'll lead the best plain sailing life.
刚好二十年前。
20 years ago,
整个亚洲正在经济起步的时候
，When whole Asia is prosperous in economy,
整个时代的潮流
，So the tide of the time
跟传这种福音的人是配合的
，As together with these people who preach the gospel,
有一些教会就好像旧了新就兴旺起
，So as if some of the churches are reviving,
但是他们没有真正的根基
，But they do not have a true foundation.
所以当金融危机来到的时候
，So when it comes this financial crisis,
很多人开始怀疑基督教的信仰。
Many people start to be doubtful about Christianity, and they leave the church.
其实他们从起初没有真正在神的道上明白福音，打好根基。
Actually, since the very beginning, they have not founded their faith upon the true Christianity.
初期的教会不是这样。
The early church is not so.
上帝启示的道不是这样。
The revealed truth of God is not so.
提到有神儿子的荣耀。
It mentions the glory of the children of God.
神儿女的权柄。
Become the privilege of children of God.
讲完以后第一句话是什么？
And after that, what's the first thing I say?
我们若与基督一同受苦，就必与基督一同荣耀。
If we suffer together with him, we also share his glory.
那么基督教是专讲苦苦苦苦苦的吗？
Does Christianity only preach about suffering?
不是。
No.
基督教终极是讲荣耀，讲成功，讲永恒，讲尊贵，讲神给我们的赏赐。
The ultimate teaching of the Christianity is that we have a glory and also we have the reward coming from God.
但是我们不同的地方在哪？
But where lies the difference?
圣经的原则是先受苦后荣耀。
The principle of the Bible is that you must suffer first before you're glorified.
先受苦后荣耀。
First suffering, then glorification.
先受苦后荣耀。
First suffering, then glorification.
不是为罪受苦。
Not suffer for the sin of sake of sin.
为义受苦。
But suffer for the sake of righteousness.
不是为自己的败坏受苦。
Not suffering for our own corruption.
或者为自己当受的报应受。
Or for our own repayment, retribution.
那是为了真心信仰真理而受逼迫。
But because of true faith we believe in, we are persecuted.
所以请你注意。
So pay attention.
圣经提了义定论的时候。
The Bible when it mentions predestination.
有时就跟苦难连在一起。
Some is tied together with suffering.
圣经提到神儿子的荣耀。
When it mentions glory of children of God.
马上就提到有受苦才进到真正的荣耀。
Then you talk about through suffering we enter into true glory.
这是真正的基督教。
That is a true Christianity.
这是使你走在一个不能插错的原则的道路上的基督教。
Christianity they promise you on the way they want to go wrong.
罗马书写出来以后
After the book of Romans has been written,
过不久大逼迫就一而再再而三的临到教会。
Then after that persecution come wave after wave.
这样一连下去差不多300年。
So about 300 years of consecutive persecution.
罗马帝国变成了非常暴露本性中间的那种野蛮和凶猛的逼迫来了。
This is the Roman Empire exposed the barbarianship in persecution.
保罗后来就死在尼罗王的下面。
And Paul died in the hand of Emperor Nero.
尼罗王。
Nero.
还有 Hadrian 王。
Hadrian.
还有这个 Vespasian 王。
Vespasian.
还有 Trajanus 王。
Trajanus.
Diocletian 王。
Diocletian.
Caligula 王。
Caligula.
这些都是最血腥的逼迫者。
All this is a very cruel persecutor.
那么如果是用丰富神学来建基督教的根基。
If we use the prosperity theory to build the foundation,
早期的教会早就被逼迫所消灭掉。
Then the early church will also be quenched because of persecution.
教会为什么维持了2000多年到现在还这么强？
How come the church lasts for more than 2000 years and until today is still strong?
为什么还是世界最多人相信的宗教？
Why is there still most followers in the world?
为什么早就消灭掉了？
It would have been destroyed long ago.
因为那些痛恨基督教的人士。
Because those who hate Christianity,
他们一把他们的拳头把他们的生杀的权柄使用出来的时候。
Because when they practice and exercise their fist of killing,
基督徒没有办法应付他们。
Christian cannot face up to them.
因为耶稣基督说，你们要爱你们的仇敌，为逼迫你们的祷告。
Because Christ Jesus said, you must love your enemies and pray for them.
这两千年来
，for these 2,000 years，
十字军东征到底是不是合乎圣经的原则
？The Crusader is it biblical？
我们不清楚
，we do not know。
但是圣经清楚告诉我
，but the Bible clearly tells us，
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督对彼得说，你有两把刀，够了。你动刀的必死在刀下。
Why Jesus told Peter you have two knives? That's good enough. Because if you were to use your knife, you will kill by the knife.
所以基督徒没有权柄用武力对付逼迫者。
So Christian doesn't have power to use their power to deal with their persecutors.
政府的权柄不是基督徒。
Because that's the power of the government.
所以美国立国的时候就把政教分开，这是很清楚。
And that's why state and religion have been separated when the American founded America.
基督徒可以有政治意识吗？
Christians, we have the mindedness of politics.
可以的。
Yes.
基督徒可以有政治立场吗？
Can we have the political position?
可以的。
Yes.
基督徒可以有政治使命吗？
Can we have political mission?
可以的。
Yes.
基督徒可以有政治的职位和权柄。
Can we have political position?
可以的。
Yes.
那李黎就是一个例子。
Daniel is the example.
约瑟是一个例子。
Joseph is the example.
他甚至在反对上帝的政府里面尽心竭力办事。
Even in the government that opposed Christianity, he was faithful to do his duty.
但是他没有放弃他的信仰。
But he did not renounce his faith.
当反对上帝的政权跟他的信仰产生正面冲突的时候
，When the opposing regime is opposing his religion,
他宁愿被丢在狮子洞里。也不愿意放弃他的信仰。
Rather he be thrown to lion den, he will not renounce his religion.
那个这是个人的事情。
But that's a personal thing.
当政教分开的理论明白以后
，When you understand the separation of a state and of religion,
没有一个基督徒可以把教会拉进他的政治立场的。
So you know that no single Christian can pull this just to his own political position.
让教会成了一个与政治有所不同的团体。
So that the church become a different body as compared to political body.
政权是从上帝来的。
So political power comes from God.
政府佩剑不是没有理由的。
The government, they have the knife with a reason.
你要纳税给政府。
You must pay taxes to the government.
这表示政府有军事跟经济的两大特权。
Which is the government has the power of military power and also economic power.
教会不可佩剑。
The church cannot wear a sword.
教会不向人纳税。
It's not asking tax from people.
你不可逼人交税。
You cannot force people to pay tax.
你只能奉主的名感动人，把上帝的物归给上帝，该杀的物归给该杀。
Only in the name you ask people to give God's things to God and Caesar's things to Caesar.
这样政教要分开。
So state and religion must be separated.
那么神的儿女。
God's children,
在受逼迫的时候呢
when we are being persecuted,
他不能以言还言，以牙还牙。
He cannot take for teeth and also take for tongue.
只能是深渊在主，主必报应。
Only that God is the one who revenge on our behalf.
那么你为义受逼迫。
So when you're persecuted by, because of righteousness,
就证明你的信仰是真的。
It's only to prove that your faith is the right one.
你为复活的基督做见证。
And you testify for a resurrected Christ.
你见证他真正复活，为这件事而死。
Testifying that he had truly resurrected and died for this faith,
主不会丢弃。
God will not renounce you.
所以呢，保罗讲完了罗马书以后
，After Paul expounded the book of Romans,
不就保罗本身就受逼迫
？He himself was being persecuted.
保罗受逼迫的时候
，When he was being persecuted,
不像彼得
，Not like Peter.
彼得不是罗马公民
，Peter is not a Roman citizen.
所以彼得被钉十字架。
So when he was nailed to the cross,
保罗是罗马公民
，Paul was a Roman citizen.
罗马不可以把他钉十字架
，And he cannot be nailed on the cross.
因为钉十字架是对人类最大的羞辱
，Because crucifixion is the greatest shame to mankind.
这种是对外族的侮辱，不可以对自己本族的人。
It's an insult to the pagan and not to their own people.
因为保罗是生在大树，有罗马的公民权。
Because Paul was born in Tarsus, had the certificate of citizenship of Roman.
他们定他死罪的时候
，So when they condemn him,
他们不可以把他钉死。
They cannot crucify him.
所以保罗就被杀头。
So Paul was beheaded.
彼得就被钉死了。
And Peter was crucified.
因为彼得不是罗马公民。
Because Peter is not a Roman citizen.
他们就羞辱他。
So they insulted him.
彼得被羞辱。被钉十字架的时候
So at the time when Peter was insulted and crucified
我有一个要求
I have a request
你不要把我这样钉
Do not kneel me upright
你要把我头向下脚向上倒钉
But rather crucify me upside down
他们说为什么
They say why
Peter 说我没有权柄跟我的主一样的钉法
You say I'm not worthy to be crucified as my Lord
我的主是尊贵的
My Lord is honor
我是卑微的
I'm lowly
他们就把他倒钉十字架而死
So they crucify him upside down.
他的血流出来的时候
When he shed his blood,
冲到他的脑中
It come to his brain.
全身的血就向下冲冲到脑中
And come into his brain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
这些人受逼迫的时候
When these people were being persecuted.
就是罗马书写完以后不多几年
It's only a few years after the book of Romans had been completed.
那么为什么要写这些话呢
Why to write this statement?
神要预备基督徒
God wants to prepare the heart of Christians.
基督徒不是要来享受
Christian not coming to enjoy.
信主不是要来喜乐 来享受世界一切的福气
To believe in Christianity is not to enjoy the blessing of the world.
你的信仰宝贵到一个地步
Because the faith is so precious.
甚至为你的信仰而死而流血而受逼迫受艰苦还是值得的。
So that even is worthy for you to suffer and be persecuted for your own faith.
所以我们的信仰就跟基督的受苦发生关系。
So then our faith is tied together with the suffering of Christ.
我们信谁呢？
Who that we believe in?
我们信基督。
We believe in Christ.
我们信一个怎样的基督呢？
What Christ that we believe in?
信一个因为遵行天父的旨意为人死也甘愿的基督。
A Christ who because obeying the will of God he was willing to sacrifice and die on the cross for us.
基督的死成了神拯救人的一个心意的表达。
The death of Christ became an expression of God's mind to save us.
基督的死成了神拯救人的计划的成就。
The death of Christ became an accomplishment of the plan of God to save us.
因为基督死了。
Because Christ died.
神的心向我们显明。
His mind is now manifested to us.
因为基督死了。
Because he died.
神的旨意成全。
His will is accomplished.
神的计划达到了。
His plan is accomplished.
基督是透过死才进入复活的。
Christ through death he come to life.
基督是受过苦才进入荣耀的。
Christ through suffering entering into glory.
基督借着顺从才得着神的冠冕。
Christ through obedience get the crown of God.
这样就变成一个属灵的总原则。
So become a spiritual principle.
这个总原则是什么呢？
And what's the principium?
先苦后乐。
For suffering then enjoyment.
先受逼迫后得荣耀。
First persecution, then glorification.
先死后复活。
First death, then alive.
先背十字架后得冠。
First to take up the cross, then the crown.
这个是属灵的层次先后的总原则。
That is the priority and the consequences of spiritual principle.
这个原则不但用在属灵的事情。
Not only is applied being in spiritual things.
用个在人格教育的原则上是一样的。
But also in the principle of personality building.
一个小孩子从小什么都有，什么都体谅，预备老的时候是很凄惨。
If a child when he's young, you prepare for him everything. When he get old, he'll suffer much.
一个人年轻的时候，少年的时候，富而被重，受苦；年老的时候，做人很顺利。
When you are young, you take up all the sufferings. When you get old, you have a good life.
所以呢，如果你生在穷人的家庭
，So you are born in a poor family.
你曾经有很困难的童年
，And you suffer much in your teens.
你不要埋怨上帝
，Don't murmur.
你不要咒诅自己。
Don't curse yourself.
你不要怨天尤人。
Don't murmur against the heaven.
你不要怪这环境。
Don't blame the circumstances.
你要感谢上帝。
You want to thank God.
这样安排。
Because such arrangement.
造就你。
Such kind of building up.
给你从受苦进到荣耀的次序中间，照着圣经的原则来度过你的年日。
Because in this procedure of suffering and then glorification, you want to, in this principle, lead your life.
一个人受过苦。
A one who has been suffering,
跟一个人从来没有受过苦。
A one who has not suffered as compared to.
伟人讲话不一样。
The way he talked, the way he behaved is different.
为什么有的人很喜欢他？
Why some people like this person?
因为他话里面有一种生命力，会吸引人，会造就人。
Because in his word, there's kind of the wisdom and life in it that can build up others.
你不必妒忌他。
You don't have to get jealous.
为什么我讲话没有人要听呢？
What's that when I speak, no one is listen?
因为你每次讲话，人家都气死了。
Because every time when you say something, people get angry with you.
你讲的话没有人性共鸣的了解同情，只有那些人轻看或者呢厌烦那些与你不同低级的人，所以人讨厌。
Because there's no sympathy and resonance in your word, you only despise people who are poorer than you.
1789年
in 1789,
法国大革命
in the this is a French Revolution.
有他们把王抓起来了。
When they capture of the king,
王是 Louis 16,
Louis 16,
他的太太是谁呀？
Who is the wife?
是这一个的 Constanza.
Constanza.
不是，这个 Marie Antoinette.
Marie Antoinette.
不是 Constanza, 是 Marie Antoinette.
Marie Antoinette.
Marie Antoinette 本来是就在奥地利皇宫的一个。
Mary Antoinette was the one born in the palace of Austria.
Mozart 7岁的时候在维也纳弹钢琴。
Mozart at the age of 7 he was playing piano in Vienna.
弹完了，这个 Queen Teresa 把他抱在身上。
And after that, Queen Teresa carry him.
这个天才的神童，7岁弹琴弹得这么好。
A genius at the age of 7 can play so well.
问他说你要什么
？What do you want?
你告诉我，我给你礼物。
Tell me, I'll give you.
他说什么？我大了要跟那个女人结婚。
I want to get married with that person when I get old.
那个比他大好几岁。
But that person was older much compared to him.
王宫里面一个很重要的一个女子。
A very important maid.
叫做 Mary Antoinette.
Mary Antoinette.
后来当然那个 Mary Antoinette 不嫁给这个音乐家，穷穷的。
Of course, Mary Antoinette will not get married to Mozart, who is poor.
嫁到哪里呢？嫁到 Louis 十四太阳王的孙子，法国凡尔赛宫。里面做王后
and was married to Louis XVI of Louis XIV, the children of Louis XIV.
在这个王宫里面
in that palace
有自己一个360个座位的歌剧院
and there is an opera house with 360 seats
用金箔把它铺起来
and also being gold plated.
你们如果到凡尔赛宫里去，你可以看到
if you go to see Versailles this palace, you see that
Marie Antoinette 享受了很好的生活。
Mary Antoinette enjoyed life.
到了1793年的时候
，But in 1793,
法国革命到最激烈的时候，把 Mary Antoinette 抓起来，用断头台把她的头砍。
When it came to the climax of French Revolution, she was beheaded.
为什么这样恨她
？Why?
因为她从来不懂得穷人的痛苦。
Because she never learned the suffering of the poor people.
笑穷人
，They despise the poor.
人家说你知道吗？不要再抽税了。
Don't have tax anymore.
百姓穷得不得了，连饭都没有得吃。
The people are so poor, they have no food to eat.
你知道他怎么回答？
You know how did she say?
为什么要告诉我没有饭吃？
Why to tell me?
为什么一定要吃饭
？Why you must eat food?
没有饭就吃鸡蛋糕嘛
？Why don't they take cakes?
人家连饭都没有，还有鸡蛋糕
？People are so poor without food to eat. They say, why don't they take cakes?
为什么他讲这句话呢
？Why does he say so?
因为他在王宫里要选什么都有。如果不要吃饭，可以吃这个牛排，可以吃鸡蛋糕。
Because in a palace you have many choices. If he doesn't want to take rice,
所以他从来不懂百姓的痛苦。
So he doesn't want the suffering of the people.
人家说百姓没有饭吃了。
People tell him there's no rice for the people.
这样笨。
So stupid.
不吃饭就选鸡蛋糕吗
？Why don't you take cake then?
他们恨死他。
So they hate her.
一个受过苦的人呢
？A one who has suffered.
讲的话是不一样。
The way you say is different.
你讲什么，他回答什么，一定有人性的共鸣，苦难的明白，真正心灵的同情。
Whatever you say, the response coming from them who have suffered will respond in humanity.
你今天如果很多人讨厌你
，If today a lot of people dislike you，
是因为你没有这些东西。
It's because you are lacking of these things.
你为什么没有这些东西
？Why is that you don't have these things？
因为你没有受过苦。
Because they never suffered.
所以受苦不是咒诅，是祝福。
So to suffer is not a curse, it's a blessing.
受苦不是吃亏，受苦是预备的荣耀。
To suffer is to prepare for glory and not for a short.
如果上帝许可我们生命一些的时间受苦
，If God allow us in our life, there's a period whereby you suffer.
圣经说呢，这是与基督一同受苦。
The Bible says you suffer together with Christ.
因为神许可。
Because God permits.
不是我们犯罪以后得到的报酬。
Not because we have that retribution because of our sin.
你说主啊，我没有罪啊。
Because God, I have never sinned.
我没有什么错啊。
I don't have anything wrong.
我信你。
I believe in you.
我已经成为你的儿女。
Become your children.
为什么你还给我受苦
？Why is that you allow me to be persecuted?
你什么旨意
？What will do you have?
到底你什么意思给我受苦
？What mind do you have?
如果上帝许可一些苦难临到
，If God allows this suffering to come to you，
如果你没有犯罪，你还要受一些的苦。
If you have not sinned yet, yet you suffer，
是神许可的。
Is God allowed？
那我要告诉你
，I tell you，
这表示上帝看重你
，Which means God esteem you。
上帝爱你
，God loves you。
上帝把你放在特别训练的一个地方
，God put you in a special place to be trained。
你经历过一些的苦
，So after you're going through suffering，
流一些的泪。
Shed some tears,
你伤破你的心
，and break your heart.
你许多的叹息
，with many sighs.
你许多没有办法人了解的事情
，many things people cannot understand.
你只要紧紧抓住主
，but you just catch of God.
紧紧抓住他的信实同他的应许
，catch of his faithfulness promise.
紧紧抓住他的话语
，and grasp also his word.
紧紧跟随他的引导
，and follow closely his guidance.
那么这些苦难。
All the sufferings.
不是你的亏损。
It will not be your suffering.
不是你的咒诅。
It will not be your curse.
要成为你更大福分的开始。
But become the beginning of a greater blessing to you.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
照样的。
Same thing.
为什么有一些传道牧师讲到你感到很难听进去
？Why some of the preacher preach you cannot listen take them?
因为很多牧师讲到好像在大衣的外面。爬痒痒
Because the preaching of many preachers that scratching at the coat there,
或者在鞋底遭痒痒
or scratching at shoes.
你痒的半死，他抓来抓，抓外面的皮。
You saw each yet they scratch only in outer space.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他没有办法把你的鞋子脱下来。
Because he cannot take out your shoe.
你说痒啊痒。
You say if it itchy,
他在哪里痒
？Where?
脚底痒。
At the foot,
他拿来 连鞋子一同爬。
He will scratch the shoe.
你没有办法听到他什么东西讲到你心里面。
He cannot listen anything from them that touch your heart.
受过苦
，a one who has suffered.
特别是为主受过苦的
，and suffer for the Lord's sake.
他在用神的话帮助别人的时候
，when they use the word of God to help others.
他不一样
，it's different.
同样一段的圣经
，a passage.
他会讲出生命丰盛滋润人的那些奥秘的话。
They can expound the mystery of those abundant riches of life.
不是神学你搬搬书抄抄书就可以做文章。
Not something you can copy just from the theological teaching.
这是生命的经历。
This is the crystallization of life.
灵性的结晶。
And also the experience of life.
这是从你真正与神一同受苦的经历里面砸出来每一滴的蜜。
Honey, we're impressed of the experience from God.
你明白吗
？You understand?
所以神。如果许可基督徒不因为犯罪而受苦
，If God allows Christians not because of sinning that they suffer，
如果神许可教会在一个特殊的环境中间受逼迫
，If God even allows the church under certain circumstances to be persecuted，
你要明白
，You must understand，
这以后就要你经历荣耀了。
Later on, you experience glory.
那个荣耀是不一样的。
That glory is different，
完全不一样
，Totally different。
你看一个小 baby。
When you see a small baby,
这面皮都是平的。
And it's so smooth.
像苹果一样。
So smooth like an apple.
真是很好看。
Very beautiful.
人见人爱。
People is lovable.
有的爱到还在捏一把。
So we just squeeze them.
不应该这样做的哈。
You wouldn't do that.
你说这样才是很可爱。
So lovable.
把它捏一把。
So lovable.
啊，哭了，你再捏掉吧。
You cry again.
那个没有良心的人。
Well, you wouldn't do that.
我给他找找受苦不好吗？不可以的。
I want it to suffer.
那小孩子不知道你在做什么的。
Because the baby doesn't know what you're going to do.
这种 baby 的纯洁的荣耀。
But that's kind of pure glory of a child.
跟身经百战的老人。
And like an old man who has gone through many sufferings,
脸上一大堆皱纹
with all the wrinkles, the face,
眼睛俊俊发光
and the eyes shining brightly,
每一句讲出的话从心里把结晶告诉
and every statement come from the crystallization of the heart,
那种荣耀是不一样
that kind of glory is different,
对不对啊
is that right?
哪一个好看呢、啊、
which one is more beautiful?
你的 baby 更好看
is the baby more beautiful?
如果爱因斯坦年老的时候好像 baby 好不好看呢、啊
If Einstein, when she get old, is like a baby, is it good? No.
Einstein 老的时候呢
When Einstein was old,
皱了一大堆
A lot of wrinkles.
上面一大堆
A lot of wrinkles.
一大堆电车轨，两边一大堆蜘蛛网
And also many spider webs.
胡子一大堆
And also beard there.
我每次看那些真正有智慧的老人
When I see the true wise old man,
你看 Einstein 的照片
Like Einstein's picture,
看丘吉尔的照片
Like Churchill,
看 Albert Schweitzer 的照片
Schweitzer,
你看 Mother Teresa 的照片
Mother Teresa,
你里面有另外一种感动，是那些最美的明星不能相比。
You have different kind of touching in your heart was totally different when you view the film stars.
看见 Elizabeth Taylor,
Elizabeth Taylor,
很好看。
Beautiful.
再看就很讨厌他。
And then you hate her.
一个结婚八九次的明星有什么可爱
？The one who has got married 8 or 9 times.
当两三年以前。
Two or three years ago.
这个 Lady Di 死了。
Lady Di.
Lady Di. Di.
Lady Di dies.
不久以后呢
？And later on.
Mother Teresa 也死。
Mother Teresa also died.
你把两张照片比起来。
You put the two pictures together.
你看见的是什么呢
？What do you see?
一个很美的一个 princess。
One very beautiful princess.
一个是很丑很小的老人。
One very looking, very ugly looking, old lady.
但是请你注意看。
Pay attention.
再看。
When you see,
再看
下去。Again.
看透他面皮。
When you see through the skin.
看透他的心。
And through the heart.
看到他灵里面。
Through, you see the spirit.
你发现一个是有世界享受却从来不满足的人。
A one who enjoyed the world but never feel contented.
因为他有了一个不好的丈夫。
Because he has a bad husband.
所以呢，她结果像她丈夫一样，跟她丈夫同一步，不忠于自己的配偶。
So you see that later on, she behaved like her husband.
很多人同情她，不过因为她很美丽。
A lot of people sympathize with her because she's beautiful.
所以她是世界最多人同情的美女。
The most beautiful lady is sympathized by most people in the world.
她死的时候，人家献花，献花，像山。
When she died, people offer her flowers.
但是我把这两个女人做一个比。
I make a comparison of these two ladies.
Lady died.
Lady Diana
dies.
是
最多人同情的 die.
And most people say they die with her, but yes, she died.
但是呢 Mother Teresa.
But Mother Teresa.
她不是最多人同情。
She's not the one sympathized by most people.
同情最多人的。
But she's the one who sympathized most people.
被多人同情是很辛苦的。
To be sympathized by many people is very, is a blessing.
同情多人是使更多人幸福。
But I want to sympathize with more people is the one to give blessing to more people.
我们的主所讲的话
What our Lord say, don't forget.
施比受更为有福。
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福。你要不要做一个丰盛的生命的人呢
Do you want to a kind of who's abundant his life?
你要不要做一个荣耀的基督徒的人生
Do you want to have a Christian's life who is abundant?
要不要？要不要
？Do you?
怎么做呢
？How do you be?
为主受苦
，suffer for the Lord.
曾经经历过苦
，experience suffering.
然后你得胜苦
，then we are victorious.
经历苦，死在苦中，苦死了。
So when you suffer, you die in suffering, you die.
经历苦，得胜苦难，那你就荣耀。
When you go through suffering, yet you overcome suffering, you are glorious.
经历了苦。
When you go to suffering,
得胜了苦
you overcome suffering,
苦难中间释放出来
then you are liberated from suffering.
然后以得胜苦难的荣耀活在世界上
then as the one who have the glory of a victor, you live in the world.
有这种得胜者的生命
and the life of a victor,
去安慰受苦的人
then you comfort people who are suffering,
去帮助受苦的人
help those who suffer.
那么你到哪里就流露出馨香的气父辈的满意。
Wherever you go, your fragrance will flow from your life.
走过的地方都路上。 地下之油留下美好的脚踪。
Wherever you tread, you leave a good footsteps and also have this blessing from you.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
为什么这个地方这样好呢？
Why is it so?
为什么这边的人在那这么帮助呢？
Why is these people help?
为什么这个社会的人讲的话这么美呢？
Why did these people talk so well?
人家说某某人走过。
So and so has walked through.
某某人曾经活在他们中。
So and so has lived in our midst.
这些人是听过某某人教训的。
These people have been taught by so and so.
他们是受过某某人影响的。
They've been influenced by so and so.
某某传道牧养过的教会。
Such a pastor has pastored a church.
怪不得这个教会这么爱主。
No wonder this church loved God.
怪不得这些基督徒这么牺牲。
No wonder this Christian was.
原来他们的牧师从前是这样的受苦，这样牺牲的。
That their pastor has sacrificed and paid much.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
为主受苦。
You suffer for the Lord.
与主同的荣耀。
You are also have glory together with Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
愿你与主受苦。
You want to suffer with Christ.
愿你与主一同的荣耀。
Also have share His glory.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
1969年的时候。
In 1969.
我在瑞士。
I was in Switzerland.
听一个牧师。
I heard a pastor.
介绍了一个牧师。
Introducing another pastor.
这个牧师呢叫做 Dr. Bob Pierce.
Dr. Bob Pierce,
他是世界宣明会或者展望会的创办人 ，World Vision Founder,
the founder of World Vision.
当他与我们一同讲他的见证的时候
，When he was sharing his testimony to us,
他已经在世界各地兴起了几十个 million 的美金，办了多少的孤儿院，帮助世界几十个国家孤儿从困难的生活中间起来。
He have raised millions of U.S. dollars to help orphans.
但是他介绍。说比我更伟大的牧师在你们中间，他要教你们关于教导悟道学的事情。
He said, I want to introduce a pastor who's greater than me. He want to teach you evangelism.
我们就问是谁啊
？We ask who?
他就是下一堂要上课的这个韩静之韩国人的牧师。
He said, Pastor Han from Korea.
琼吉康。
琼吉康。
那时候韩静之已经差不多74岁。
He was already about 74.
我上他的课的时候，在瑞士是29岁。
When I attended his class, I was 29.
他的脸充满皱纹。
There was so much wrinkles there.
后来过了二十多年以后，我才发现他有写一本小书是专为中国知识分子写的。
20 years later, then I learned that he wrote a book for the intellectual in China.
可惜我自己没有那一份。
I don't have that book.
中国的朋友啊，你们需要归向耶稣基督。
It's a Chinese friend, you must return to Christ.
他是 Old Princeton School, 当 Princeton 神学院还是正统信仰的时候毕业的。
He was a graduate from Old Princeton School when he was still Orthodox.
世界著名的一个牧师。
And a very famous pastor in the world.
他在平壤带领一个长老会。
Then he was in Pingjong. He was leading a Presbyterian church.
几千的会友。
And thousands of members.
后来当共产党来的时候。
So when the communists came,
他就尽量把他的会友一家一家安顿给他们跑到汉城去。
He sent members one by one family. My family is you.
所以他帮助他们。
So he helped them.
他们快快走。
Go, go.
危险的，你们要快快走。
It's dangerous. You must go.
那么当他这样做的时候呢
？So when he was doing that.
那长老们说，那你自己走不走
？The other said, Are you leaving?
他讲一句话。
He said,
这几千个会友全部走，一个都没有剩下，以后我才想我要不要走。
When all my members has left safely, then I'll think for myself whether I want to leave or not.
他们眼泪一个一个流下。
So all of them shed the tears.
他说这是牧人，不是雇工。
She said this is shepherd, it's not an employee.
雇工了自己先跑。
Employee will run away first.
牧羊人照顾羊群。
The shepherd would shepherd the flock.
所以会有全部一个一个一家一家走，一家一家走。
So when family by family his member left,
危险越来越靠近，越来越靠近。
So when the danger approaches,
最后一个走了以后呢
？And when the last one had left,
他带他的家人走。
He then brought his family and left.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
保守他没有受苦。
Kept him without any persecution.
但他心已经预备受最大的苦。
But his heart was prepared to be persecuted.
那么那些人到了汉城。
So when these people go to Seoul,
他们是北方来的。
They came from north.
他们建了很多大礼拜堂。
See a lot of big churches.
但他们愿意自己有一个自己的长老会。
But they want themselves to have a Presbyterian church.
他们没有听见别的牧师比他们的牧师讲到心灵深处对他们的益处。
But they have not heard a pastor who preached like his pastor.
所以他们祷告。
So they pray and pray.
上帝啊，给我们的牧师也可以出来。
God give a pastor to come to us.
几千个会友昼夜为他祷告。
So thousands of members pray day and night for him.
家又出来。 来了。
And one family came.
牧师呢
？Where's pastor?
牧师还没有被抓去。
He has not been caught yet.
他能不能出来
？Will he come?
不知道，他还在帮助别人。
We don't know. He's still helping others.
一直帮帮帮帮帮帮。
He was helping so many.
帮到所有的都出来了。
When all the men ran,
再等几个月，没有他的消息。
A few months later,
they were
there. They were pray again.
最后听到消息。
Family they heard.
他出来了。
He has come.
当他出来的时候
，When he came,
啊，那几千个会友。
The thousands of men
带着眼泪去欢迎他。
With tears, they welcome him.
他们就说：“我们多么穷。
”They say how poor we are.
我们都要为上帝建一个教会。
We want to build a church for the Lord.
我们怎么建呢
？How do we build?
我们北方搬来的。
We come from the north.
我们人地生疏。
We are a stranger.
我们重新生根。
So we want to have our root again.
有的还没有工作做。
No work.
他们就祷告。
So they pray.
上帝啊
，God，
我如果有工作。
You have a work.
我要四分之一、四分之二、四分之三做你的工作。
20%, 30% want to offer to you.
我还有四分之五做你的工作。
And 50% for your work.
因为有这样好的牧师。
Because we have such a good pastor.
他们大受感动。
So they were so touched.
后来怎么办呢
？What to do now?
他们有这个办法。
So they have a way.
四分之一也没有多少钱。
And even that 10% is not much.
什么办法呢
？What to do?
哎呀，我一年一个礼拜要吃肉四次。
In a year, for a week, I'll eat meat 4 times.
好，我现在减少两次，两次买肉的钱做圣工。
I'll cut twice, and then saving will give it to the Lord.
有的人说我一天吃三餐，为主的工作一餐不吃。
Some say in a day I eat 3 meals, I'll cut short one.
餐费拿去奉献。
And with the money I offer to the Lord.
有的人说我一年要买2件衣服，我现在好好穿一件，另外一件的钱去做圣工。
Some say in a year I buy 2 clothing, now I'll save that and give it to the Lord.
这个教会以前的会都很穷。
So this member all poor.
结果过了几年
，a few years later，
他们建了全世界最大的长老会。
They built the biggest Presbyterian church in the world.
到1969年的时候
，In 1969，
他已经有了6000个会友。
He already has 6,000 members.
1984年的时候
，In 1984，
到1969年的时候
，In 1969，
9600会友。
9,600。
1984年我去参观他们的时候
，1984 when I visited them，
65,000个会友。
65,000 people. The biggest church in the world.
人家说为什么这次机会这么好
？People ask,
我这这么爱主
？Church, they, I love God so much.
学一句话
，I say,
因为韩静这牧师牧养过他们。
Because that pastor Han have shepherded them.
因为他们曾经有这样一个牧师。
Because they have been such a good pastor to pastor them.
怪不得。
No wonder.
所以他为主受苦的心智。
So his heart to suffer for the Lord.
虽然没有受共产党正式的逼迫。
Even though he was truly persecuted by the communist regime.
帮助几千个人走了，他自己这就是肯为主受苦。
But have thousands of members to run away first before he go. That's the heart to prepare to suffer.
讲每一句话。
Every word he said.
会众都预备耳朵好好听。
The audience prepare their ear to listen.
每一篇道。
Every sermon.
都好好吸收。
And also the accent.
因为他没有一句话是自私的动机讲出来。
Because not even a single word he comes speak from selfishness.
没有一句话是随便，就不过是奉行故事，不是讲些罢了。
Not even a single word he say casually.
都从心里面讲。
But it comes from the heart.
他教导人的时候。
And when he teaches.
有能力。
There's a power.
他讲话的时候。
When he says.
有滋润。
That is the
nurture. 祝福的时候
，when he bless,
神的同在
，God's presence.
啊，一生一世，把自己摆在地上。
For his whole life, he put himself on the altar.
感谢神
，praise God.
这就是汉城最大的永乐教会。
That's called the 永乐 Presbyterian Church in Seoul.
长老教会。当然，你们都知道汉城有赵永基灵恩派的大教会，比他的更大。
You know that in Desio, there is a charismatic church, and Zhou Yonggi Church.
那是不一样的。
But it's different.
这些教会是对神的真理、对神学、对信仰是很有根基。
To theology, to faith, they have a foundation.
我今天盼望讲到27节，不能，我只讲到17节。
I can only finish it verse 17 tonight.
那我们再读第十七节，好不好
？We'll read verse 16 and 17.
我们一同来读。圣灵与我们的心。同证我们是上帝的儿女。第十七节，
既是儿女，便是后嗣，
就是上帝的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们低头闭。